It's 2 minutes past eight, and we're broadcasting now a tribute to Alistair Cook, whose death was announced last Tuesday. A man considered one of the greatest broadcasters in the world, Alistair Cook's weekly Letter from America has been running on the BBC for over half a century. But Alistair Cook was a man of many talents and passions, as James Naughtie now remembers.
I'm sure you expect me to say, I'm sorry not to be with you. Well, on the whole, I'm not sorry. I believe that radio broadcasters should be heard and not seen. I don't want to disturb whatever pleasing image any of you may have of me. So you see why I'm not over-anxious to be with you
today.
Thanks,
Duncan. See you soon.
And as I patter into the room, hear a massive intake of breath.
Oh, sorry, I was just listening to Alistair Cook. I was just interested
honour.
To see what he was going to say then about being sorry not to be with us. So I've just gone off on a little...
King Lear
so anyway, yeah, so presumably you're just on a meal break, are you? So you're going home after this.
Alistair Cook was the quintessential radio broadcaster. But he was more than
blimey.
Just a journalist.
Oh, well, I had
Here
a very good afternewn
with
sport because my husband won his bet on the Grand National and got 90
well
quid.
Hollywood in its heyday.
You bet.
An essayist for whom jazz, piano and golf
were as
rich
out of
it. A part
anyway.
Of life as politics.
Anyway, see you soon.
He was the Englishman who became an American, an institution on both sides of the Atlantic.